recording. Thank you, Leader.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Welcome, everybody, to the Cabinet meeting of Charlton Borough Council. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website. In addition, under the Local Authorities Executive Arrangements, Meetings and Access Information, England Regulations 2012, other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any such images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. We'll move swiftly to item one. Apologies.
Not received.
I think we're all present. Thanks. Item two is disclosures of pecuniary interest for and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Does anybody have any declarations to make? No? Thank you. Item three, leader's announcement. I don't have any announcements to make this evening. Item four, minutes of a previous meeting. Are you happy for me to sign these as true records? Brilliant, thank you very much. And if we can approve them. Approved, thank you. Item five, questions under Cabinet Procedure 10.7, and this time no questions were submitted, which then swiftly takes us to item six, local development scheme. I've got Councillor Jadeja to introduce report, and I have Katie Mills, Group Leader, Plans, Policies and Places, present to assist with the report, present as in online. Hi Katie, how are you doing? You okay? Brilliant.
Fine, thank you, Chair.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you, Leader. So this is the local development scheme which covers the period between March as of now, 2024, and March 2027, so it's a 3-year period. The document covers plans, policies and place, and the scheme is really to look at us integrating the planning policies and procedures and the place. The priorities in this paper are to ensure that the local plan is adopted within the 3-year period. And what I'm really pleased about this paper is that there is community engagement, so we involve communities as part of this, and the local neighbourhood plans as well, so that we look at place in terms of where people live and what it feels like to live there, as well as the planning aspect of it. And we have a risk assessment as well in this paper. So,
yeah, thank you very much, Councillor Jadeja. Katie, do you want to come in on anything at all?
No, just to add that it sets the timetable going forward for the local plan, which is now in the hands of the Planning Inspectorate, as they're now guiding the timetable, and we're due to adopt the plan November, December this year. And it also sets out the timetable for 3 supplementary planning documents, which will support the implementation of the local plan. So that's the housing, biodiversity and planning obligations, and they're all due to be adopted in spring 2025.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that one. We'll then go to questions. So any questions on the report of anybody? No? No, thank you very much. If there's not any further questions, Councillor Jadeja, back to yourself.
Thank you, Leader. I think this is a really good opportunity for us because the local plan, when adopted, would give us more say in the way in which the plan is happens in our borough, and so I move that recommendations 1-3 for reasons 1-3 on the agenda paper, page 10.
Cheers, thank you very much. Can I have a second of it, please? Thank you, Councillor Latchell. All in favour? Cheers, thank you. We'll now move to item 7, which is towards a corporate biodiversity strategy, plus the Scrutiny Commission report on it. Again, I have Katie Mills, Group Leader, Plans, Places and Policies, to present and assist with the report, and I have Councillor Jadeja to introduce the report.
Thank you, Leader. Just to start to say that there is a statutory duty for us to develop this biodiversity strategy. Having said that, we're really committed to making sure that we have a biodiversity strategy that links to our planning and the way in which we work as a corporate strategy. So this paper brings together many of the corporate strategies and policies, and in particular integrates those policies so that we have an overall strategy. We want our policies to integrate to make sure that they dovetail with each other. And over and above all that, we also want to have a vision for the way in which biodiversity is integrated into all aspects of our work and corporate work in particular.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Katie, do you want to add anything or further?
Nothing further to add, Chair.
Cheers, thank you very much. With us we have Councillor Rattray, Chair of the Scrutiny Commission, to present the Scrutiny Commission report. Over to yourself, Councillor Rattray.
Thank you, Leader. So you've all received the report, so I'll just give a brief summary of the meeting. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Head of Planning and Growth. A short discussion was had with questions asked around whether the funding already secured through 106 monies would be spent in full. The discussion we had about different ways the money could be spent and suggestions were made about engaging with parishes and other key partners. Peer-to-peer discussions were suggested to share best practices and successes so that parishes could see examples of what could be achieved. Schools are also opportunities, with some having large areas of unused open space. Scrutiny Commission received the report positively, and for this reason the Commission agreed to support the recommendations in the report.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Do Cabinet have any questions of clarity for Councillor Rattray? Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray, on that one. So I will move to discussions. Anybody want to discuss anything on the report? Any questions on it at all? If not, I had one as well. I think I attended the Scrutiny Commission and I found this item very interesting, because obviously there is some money available for it, but it's the strategy. We laid out the strategy. This is not the actual implementation of it. And so the ideas of involving parishes and other community partners and schools excites me, because obviously we want to deliver for people and we want those ideas as well, what they want as well in their neighbourhoods and to see. So I think that will be a good step forward, and I'm sure Katie will be getting lots of emails, and Councillor Fidelia yourself lots of emails from interested parties of what they would like in their area if we can promote it correctly. And I think we had some discussions about promoting this as well. So I'll hand back to yourself, Councillor Fidelia. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Leader. As you say, at the Scrutiny Commission meeting we had a lot of interest from different councillors, and to prioritise this discussion happening in parts of the borough. So really pleased with the information that people want to have about this and to look at biodiversity and how it impacts their communities. So I move that the officer recommendation and reasons on the agenda, page 35.
Cheers, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Green. All in favour? Yes, thank you. We now move on to item 8, which is the biodiversity improvements, changes to mowing arrangements, plus the Scrutiny Commission report. With us we have Matthew Bradford, Head of Contract Leisure Waste and Environment, to present and assist with the report, and also Councillor Gray to introduce the report. We also have Councillor Rattray as Chair of Scrutiny to help with the Scrutiny Commission report as well. So, Councillor Gray, over to yourself to introduce the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader. Yes, it's with great pleasure that I'm introducing this report. We are going to trial 16 sites in Charlwood with a reduced mowing programme, and this will enable us to increase biodiversity on these sites. Would like to just point out a clarification. It's nothing to do with the verges side of the road, so it's not going to impact on road safety at all, but it is something that we're going to do to enhance wildlife in Charlwood, and our open spaces are 1% of the total area of the borough, so we can make a significant contribution here. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you, Councillor Gray. Matt, is there anything further that you'd like to add?
Nothing to add, thank you, Chair.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Matt. Councillor Rattray, would you present the Scrutiny Commissioner's report, if that's okay? Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So, as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Head of Contracts, Leisure, Waste and Environment. A discussion was had around the feedback we may receive from residents and how we would communicate the reasons for the changes in mowing arrangements. The Commission were assured that the sites would be carefully managed and obvious that the lack of mowing was deliberate and not just being neglected. Signage could be erected to communicate about biodiversity. It was questioned as to why the trial would be monitored after 2 years rather than a 12-month period, and it was suggested that it would take time for changes in biodiversity to be seen. Scrutiny Commission were confident that with good communication to residents, this would be a positive impact, and for this reason, the Commission supports the recommendations in the report.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Cabinet, do we have any questions of clarity at all? If not, thank you very much, Councillor Rattray, for presenting the report. I'm going to move to Cabinet to discuss or any questions on the report at all. Anybody want to raise anything?
I think it would be quite useful to be updated before the 2 years to find out how it's going and how it's been received. Because, yes, there are going to be complaints, naturally there are, and we'll need to manage that. But, I mean, I like the idea of flowering mix. I mean, I see in the report it says that that will affect the grass quality, but if the idea is to improve the look rather than have short, long grass, I don't see that should be an issue, really. So, yeah, otherwise I'm very supportive.
Councillor Ashworth?
Yeah, I've had residents ask about actually doing this, so I'm not complaining about it, but actually saying that they would like to have a mowing policy which encouraged biodiversity. So I think there probably is support. So maybe the people supporting don't appear as loudly as people who complain, but I believe that there will be support for this. And one thing I'd like to, so the people who have asked me have asked about the rollout and asked about other areas, not in the pilot study. So I think another good thing would be to have communication on how it's going to be rolled out and what other areas will be considered if we have a successful pilot.
Matt, do you want to come back on that?
Just to come back through you, Leader, I think we're happy to consider other areas in addition to these and extend the pilot. We already actually do this on some quite small, carefully selected areas in a very small way in response to residents' requests. It's something that we can do, and as it's a small variation, we could probably include that within a contract quite easily to change those arrangements.
Okay, thank you very much, Rob. Any further questions at all? If not, I'll hand back to Councillor Gray.
Thank you. So just to summarise, we have 12 sites throughout the borough where we're going to reduce the mowing. It's going to go from 10 times a year to 2 times a year, apart from we will keep the boundaries maintained, partly for safety reasons. So therefore, I'd like to move the officer recommendations 1 and 2, for reasons 1 and 2, which are on page 51 of the agenda.
Thank you very much. Do I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Latchell. All in favour? Okay, thank you. That's unanimous. Item 9, Assets Review plus the Scrutiny Commission Report. With us we have Justin Henry, Director Commercial and Economic Development, and Ian Brown, Head of Assets and Property, present to assist with the report. Myself, I will introduce the report, and we also have Councillor Rattray, Chair of Scrutiny Commission, to deliver the Scrutiny Commission's report. Just to say that the report is very comprehensive on this one, on why we probably need to stay in Southfield. I know there were discussions in prior years that we could potentially look at moving away from Southfield to another site, Southfield's car park extension. I think it's detailed in the report and in the appendix is cost, which are probably prohibitive now for us to move away. And so the decision has been made to consider staying in Southfield and then making this accommodation, this office area, up to date and up to standard, really. So that's what this review is asking for us to approve today. £500,000 budget spent to look at facilitating the development of the upgrade of the building. I think it's 30 years old, this building. It is looking a bit tired. So we just need to make sure that we bring it back into the 21st century. Justin or Ian, would you like to add anything further?
Thank you, Leader. Probably just worth noting that this initial budget is about planning what we're going to do, and of course subsequent works, as they're priced and require approval, will be going through the standard governance channel. So we will be seeing further papers come through with priced programs of work, which will detail the final cost. So the initial half a million budget is just the start of the process, but there will be more following.
Cheers, thank you very much. Ian, would you have anything further to add?
Thank you, Leader. I think, in support of this, whilst we're looking at our infrastructure and our superstructures on the site, not only will we be contributing to the life expectancy of our assets, but we'll also be hoping to modernise the way we work as a council, and we're expecting some of these outputs will also contribute towards the carbon net zero policy for 2030. So there is very the feeling is there's very joined up thinking towards this strategy, if that helps.
Cheers, thank you very much, Ian. I'm going to move over to Councillor Rattray now to present the Scrutiny Commission's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Director of Commercial and Economic Development. The Commission sought clarity on the estimated overall budget being around £6 million, which would be around half the cost of a new building. The funding being signed off in the report was the £500,000 to facilitate the development and planning of the works. It was questioned what lifespan the building would have with these planned upgrades, and that this would give us around a 25 to 30 year life expectancy versus 35 to 40 years from a new building at significantly higher costs. Having carefully considered the details in the report, the Commission agreed that this was the right course of action and to support the recommendations set out in the report.
Cheers, thank you very much for that one. Do we have any questions of clarity for Councillor Rattray? No? Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray, for presenting the report. Cabinet members, any questions on the asset review report itself? If not, then thank you very much. I will move. I don't have any further to add. I'm just excited that we can upgrade this building. The reception area looks tired. It looks like it's an old doctor surgery with the line of that. Maybe we can make it more like a coffee house and make it more welcoming. That's my suggestion, with some nice coffee. For our residents, obviously. I'm going to summarise, actually. I moved to the officer recommendations 1 to 3 for reasons 1 to 3 on agenda page 81. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you very much, everybody. All in favour? Cheers, thank you very much. We will now move on to item 10, which is the Workforce Development Strategy Cluster Scrutiny Report. With us we have Helen Breton, Head of Transformation Strategy and Performance, and Kevin Bruin, Learning and Organisational Development Coordinator, present to assist with the report. I'm going to ask Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report, and then Councillor Rattray to present the Scrutiny Commission's report.
Okay, thank you, Leader. So the Workforce Development Strategy can be found from page 192, so you've got to do a lot of scrolling down, because the previous report was really quite substantial. If you're wondering where it is, that's where it is. It should be noted that this is just a text version in our packs. There is a design version, and that's the one which I think is going to be used as part of the recruitment to send out to prospective applicants for positions. So this replaces the people strategy, and will run from 2024 to 2028. It tackles an important area, so the capability of the council to effectively attract, retain and develop its staff is absolutely critical to its ability to deliver the services. So this strategy provides a high level view of how we aim to achieve this, and also in itself represents material to be used in recruitment. It will be accompanied by a detailed delivery plan, and it includes monitoring to ensure effectiveness, flexibility to enable changes in the delivery plan whilst maintaining the principles of the strategy, and also continued consultation with staff. This strategy was discussed at Scrutiny Commission, and there was a good discussion there, so I believe Councillor Rattray will also report from the Commission.
Cheers, thank you very much, Councillor Ashcroft. Councillor Rattray, apologies. Helen, do you have anything further to add to the report?
Thank you, Leader. Nothing further to what Councillor Ashcroft has got to say. I don't know if my colleague Kevin has anything that you would like to add.
No, that's absolutely fine. Thank you, Chair.
Cheers, thank you very much. Sorry, I read the long line out on there. Councillor Rattray, could you present the Scrutiny Commission's report, please?
Yeah, of course. So as Chair of Scrutiny, I can inform Cabinet that the Commission supports the recommendations set out in the report of the Head of Transformation, Strategy and Performance. A good discussion was had and details were asked about benchmarking of salaries and whether we were in line with other authorities. This was due to concerns of the risk of losing good people due to not being competitively placed. The Commission were sure that this benchmarking work was done and that we were in line with other authorities similar to our own. It was questioned how working from home affected the culture at Charnwood. It was acknowledged that there were some challenges to agile working, but that this was managed well by individual service areas. Staff surveys have indicated that agile working is the preferred method and was a key factor in recruiting new staff. Having carefully considered the details in the report, the Commission agreed to support the recommendations set out.
Cheers. Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray. Any questions for clarity, Councillor Rattray? No? No. Thank you very much, Councillor Rattray, for presenting that report. I invite Cabinet to any questions or queries on the report. If not, I have just a statement to make, really. I think our staff are valuable to us and they're a valuable asset where we deliver our services, and we want to make sure they're happy and we can retain them. And I think retention is key in local government at the moment, because recruitment here seems to be a challenge for everybody. I don't think local authorities, I think private sector as well, are finding a challenge to recruit skilled people. So I'm happy to look at this strategy, but ultimately the outcome has to be that more of our staff are happy and we retain them as well and retain their experience. We will always look at salary levels, but we are constrained by the national joint council formula, whatever it's called. We want to make sure we're competitive in our neck of the wood, and if we need to come back and make sure that pay scales are competitive, we will do that, and the Cabinet will make a decision on that one. So if there's no further questions, I'll hand back to Councillor Ashcroft.
Okay, thank you, Leader. So I believe this is an important, well thought out strategy. I'd like to thank Helen and Kevin and their team for their work on this. Therefore, I'd like to read the recommendation on page 187 of the agenda pack for the reason given below.
Good, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Mutchell. All in favour? Cheers, thank you. Item 11 is the review of the Constitution. With us, we have Karen Whitson, Head of Democracy, present to assist with the report. I've got Councillor Ashcroft to introduce the report, and then we'll go to discussions. Over to you, Councillor.
So, the review of the Constitution can be found in the agenda supplement. The recommendation can be seen on page 2 of the supplement, and the recommended changes to the Constitution can be seen in Appendix 1 of the supplement. And the reasons for the recommended changes are substantially in Part B of the report. There are 7 substantive recommendations and a number of minor changes. I'm going to very briefly outline the substantive items. So item 1 refers to scrutiny calling, and that's an extra condition that scrutiny calling doesn't apply when scrutiny commission has already made recommendations to Cabinet and those have been accepted either in whole or without any major modifications. Item 2 refers to the Housing Management Advisory Board with recommended changes to the terms of reference, and this is particularly in light of the passing of the Social Housing Regulation Act, mm-hmm. and new regulatory consumer standards. Item 3 is fairly minor changes to the meeting schedule of the Loughborough Area Committee, particularly going online and also changing some of the dates to better tie in with where financial decisions are being made. Item 4 concerns proposed changes to the colleague in procedure for single member wards, where the member has a disclosable pecuniary interest, and this will enable the member to nominate an alternative member by going through the monitoring officer. It's worth noting with respect to item 4 that Karen has received an email about this, and it's recommended that this procedure is then extended to mayor, deputy mayor or councillors who are ill. So I think Officer Widdowson might elaborate on this further in her response. So at item 5, as a condition of being in the room for the full discussion of a proposal, to be able to vote on it in full council meetings. And I think this is an extension of the policy which was introduced for planning meetings. Item 6 concerns the appointment of an additional independent person to the audit committee. And again, I think this is following recommendations to follow best practice. And then item 7 refers to changes in the delegation of council functions for offices in the area of planning. And again, I think this is in response to a particular situation which arose and allows us to deal with it more effectively. So Those are the main substantive ones, and there's a few minor recommendations as well.
Cheers, thank you very much for that, Councillor Ashcroft. Karen, do you want to add any further and elaborate on point
four? I will, yes. Yeah. So thank you, Leader. So that was a very comprehensive run through of the content of that report. In respect of the item which is referred to as item four, which is about plans, committee procedures and calling, yes, I have received an email from a councillor making a suggestion as set out, explaining that potentially the mayor, deputy mayor or councillors who are ill and have a disclosable interest during that time, the same procedure should be followed. On the face of it, that seems to bring consistency to this and seems reasonable. However, I would wish to discuss that with the head of planning and growth, who unfortunately is not available this week. So I would prefer to look into that just to make sure that there's no other implications.
Just on that one, we're making the change to the constitution for single member wards because there's not another member.
Yeah.
But the mayor might have another member,
the deputy mayor might have
another member, and if I'm ill, there's Colin and hopefully another member's elected the other member as well. So I don't see how that matches or why we need that if.
Yeah.
It's only for single member wards where there isn't another member that you can potentially ask. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking along the same line, Councillor Ian. I think it undermines the other member who represents that ward to go down that route. So I'm not in favour of that, actually.
Yeah, so it might be worth getting clarity from the councillor that proposed it to say, look, exactly what they mean and point out to them, actually, these other members potentially have ward members, ward councillors that they could turn to and that they should turn to.
Because the provision is for single member wards only,
exactly.
And as you say, the mayor at the time may actually be
mayors quite often leave it to the other ward councillor when they're in their mayoral year to take up anything that's controversial, let's say,
I'll take away that I'll seek clarification from the member who's requested this. And obviously I'll speak to Richard Bennett as well,
That's fine, thank you. Is there anything further on the report? If not, what we'll do, we'll open it up for questions or discussions on the review of the Constitution. Yes, Councillor.
I just want to make an observation and that's on the, is it item two, the housing management, the assurance of the advisory board. I mean, I kind of sit in quite in the corner when they need. And of course we have a new Social Health Regulation Act, which does strengthen the roles and rights of tenants in regards to their ability to kind of influence the landlord services. And there was, I think, a bit, what does this mean? There's a bit of slight nervousness, but I think I really like how this has been written. It's quite clear. The updated the constitution of the Housing Management Machines Advisory Board, and it precisely lists what the requirements are, and it gives good clarity. So I welcome the new text, and it aligns well with the new powers, the strength of powers that they do involve.
Brilliant. Cheers, thank you very much. Any further questions? Councillor Batchel?
In single member wards, where the councillor doesn't have a disclosable pecuniary interest. However, they have applied to, because of parental leave responsibilities, there was a new thing that came out, wasn't there, in the email, that if they put in for 6 months, so that they, because they had a child in hospital or something like that, would they be able to nominate another officer, to another councillor to bring that forward for them? Under the system where they bring them to you?
It doesn't actually, that's a very good point. Mm. At the moment it doesn't reflect that. That is guidance that's come out, and it's legislation that's going to come through in the future, but I can pick that up as a later point. But,
thank you.
Yeah, but it would a very similar provision potentially apply, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Any other questions? If not, back to yourself, Councillor Ashcroft.
Okay, just to summarise, there's a number of recommendations, and I think you can see that there's good reasons. In fact, quite a few you really have made them. So I think there's good reasons, and for that reason, I'd like to move the officer recommendation and the reason on the agenda supplement, page 2.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you very much, Councillor Batchelor. All in favour? Unanimous. Item 12 is urgent decision taken. Karen Woodson, Head of Democracy, present to assist with the report. I'll quickly introduce the report and then we can discuss it if Karen members so wish to. This relates to a decision to spend some money on software or a licence of software for £6,000, I believe. And it had to be done urgently because there was a deadline. If we could do it before that deadline, then potentially it will cost us more, and all the workings are there. Karen, am I correct in that summarisation?
Yes.
And Simon's here as well, who discussed this as well. So I'm happy to introduce for anything further to add?
No, it's simply a matter for information, and just for information as well, this same delegated decision needs to be reported to council because it was exempted from call-in as well, so we have to report it to cabinet and as an urgent decision then council.
Yeah, we'll go to council as well. So, yeah. Any further questions from cabinet members? If not, I'm happy to summarise and move the actions requested on agenda page 203. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Ashcroft. All in favour? Brilliant, thank you very much. That concludes our meeting this evening. Thank you very much for everybody's attendance, especially officers as well. Thank you.